You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
And while we set up the studio to chat to Erin Elliott, we're going to take a listen to her song called Mirror Talk. One's called Mirror Talk and is done by Erin Elliott, and she's sitting right opposite me in the studio. Good evening, Erin.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you. And as I said, it's the only song of yours that we have, unfortunately, but you're telling me you're going to be submitting some more to
us.
Yes,
I do. I have a lot more coming this year.
That's
but
great.
I do have another song called In the Blink that came out this month, about a week ago. And I've got more coming in February as well, so I'll definitely send them over.
That's fabulous. Now, where did you suddenly come from? Where have you been?
Well, this is always, music's always been a passion of mine. I've been writing music since I was 12.
Wow.
I'd say it's a big dream that I've always had. And yeah, I pursued a lot of other things in my life. I had a family young, I started a business, and I love my life. And last year, I just had this calling to really pursue music and to give it more attention, more passion.
Okay.
And the more that I've been doing it, the more I've been writing, the more interviews I'm doing, the more things I'm releasing, the more I'm loving it. So
that's great.
Kind of kicking myself for not doing it sooner because I've got such a great response and people are really enjoying the music.
But then maybe the time was
but
right.
But that's a thing. Mm. It's all about timing. And
absolutely.
I don't think I would have been in the same place in my life, you know, if I did this when I was 16, 17.
Sure.
And yeah, I'm really, really excited to be here.
And your business that you started, are you still pursuing that as well?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Yeah, we run done that with a bunch of amazing people. So it's also a creative events business that's done pretty well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. So you put together events that for companies and so on.
Yeah, it's a lot of the creative side from events. So we do all the decor, the setting up, all of that. Yeah.
And where are you based?
So we're based here in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're in Deep River.
In Deep River. Oh, okay. Yes, just over the mountain.
Yes. Yeah. Right around the corner.
So how did you decide then, once you decided you were going to pursue the music side, how did you get into it? Because somebody might be out there listening and thinking, I'd also like to try this. So how do you go about it?
I am a big risk taker. I'm a risk taker in life and in business. And I'm a big believer that nothing will ever be perfect. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the best advice is just to do it. You just have to start.
Yeah.
So for me, that's how I approach most things in my life. Mm-hmm. I knew that releasing music, I might not be happy with it in 20 years, or I might critique it, but I felt like I had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And as an artist and as a creative, nothing's ever 100% finished, you know? So I kind of dive all in with things. If I decide I'm passionate about it and I want to do it, I just jump right in, and that's what I did with music. I started writing a lot, found a producer, produced some music, and Mirror Talk is actually one of the first songs that we produced. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Who is your producer?
So I work with a guy named Doran. Shout out to Doran if he's listening. He's amazing.
Hello, Doran.
Yeah, we have a really great vibe. He just gets what I want to create.
Okay.
And it's a very integrated process. I sit with him. We listen to samples. We listen to sounds, loops. We kind of build the songs together. So it's a really cool process.
It sounds like he's quite supportive as well.
No, he's awesome. I hope you are listening to this, Doran.
Well, if not, we'll send him the podcast. Okay, so you got together with him, then you produced a song, and then where do you take it from there? Do you then start plugging to different radio stations?
I wasn't 100% sure where I wanted to go with it. Obviously, I have an established business. I kind of knew where I was in my life, and it put me in a really cool position where I could really do the music for the passion of it. I had nothing to prove to anyone.
Yeah.
So I could do it purely for the creative and the passion and see where it leads me.
Okay.
So as I produce things, I really liked the music. I wanted more people to hear it, obviously pushing on social media. And then it kind of got to the point where I had to decide whether I wanted to do radio or not.
Mm-hmm.
So worked with an amazing team to do some plugging, and the response has been awesome. And like I said, the more I'm doing, the more I'm loving it. So going into this new year, I've got a whole new vision for what I want to do with my music. And I really, like I said, I started not knowing where I would go and not putting pressure on it. And now I'm putting a little bit more pressure on myself because I actually really do want to take this as far as I can. So that's really exciting.
All right. So are you planning to do some gigs in the future?
Definitely. So live gigs is a big focus for me in 2024. I want to meet more people. I want more people to hear my music. And I really love acoustic as well, and I feel like live really lends itself to that.
Yes, it does.
So I'm wanting to do some acoustic stuff. So I'm going to focus a lot on live.
And originals, or are you going to do some covers
as well? I'll do covers as well. I really love doing covers. I love taking a super modern song and stripping it down completely and doing a different version of it in acoustic.
Well, if you're going to do a cover, that's what you should do. Make it your own.
So I really love doing covers, but it'll be a lot of originals as well. I actually started stripping down a lot of my originals, so even Mirror Talk, stripping that down and finding an acoustic version of that as well.
That'll be awesome to hear.
Yeah.
And have you got any venues lined up, or are you still
nothing yet? So if anyone is listening and you'd like Erin Elliott to perform at your venue, I'm ready and available.
And if anybody wants to ask a question of Erin or anything, or just make a comment, then the WhatsApp studio number is 072-447-8044. And if you are a venue and you're listening and you'd like to give her a chance, then why not? Because I'm pretty sure you've got enough people following you now to attract an audience.
Yeah, I think so. I'd hope so,
Even if it's just friends and family initially, that's how it all starts.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
You can't start at Wembley Stadium, for instance. No. So when you are writing a song, How does that process start for you?
Yeah.
Do you sit down quietly? Do you jot down ideas during the day? How does it work?
Yeah, so the songwriting is my favorite part of the process. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that's at the heart of all of it for me.
Right.
Everything else is secondary. The songwriting is what I absolutely love. And it's always different. Like, I could wake up and think about a line and write it down.
Mm.
Or I'm sitting with my guitar. I do play guitar as well. Mm-hmm. So I might be playing a little loop and start just singing things over that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time, as cliche as it sounds, I just let the words flow out. It's something mm-hmm. that does come very naturally to me, which is one of the reasons why I'm not sure why I didn't do this sooner. but I've been writing so much recently, and I took a big chance and I applied to a songwriting camp in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
which is something that seems so far-fetched as South Africans, you know, to be able to go to Nashville, and I actually got in.
Oh, wow.
So it's quite a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in May, I'll be going to Nashville to work with famous songwriters and
that is
to
amazing.
Really like harness that skill. So I'm beyond excited for that.
Yes, and some opportunities will definitely come from that as well.
And the writing for me, that's I am an artist and I do perform, but I'm also super open to writing with other artists, not for me to perform, but for other people. So if there's anyone out there that wants someone to write with them and just bounce ideas off, I love the songwriting aspect of music.
And as a child, were you always creative in writing as well?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you started at 12.
Yes. Yeah, I do remember I made a CD for a school project and I recorded a song with my mom's friend and we made this little CD. And I remember sitting in Spur and my mom had given the CD to the manager at Spur and I heard my song playing in Spur. And that was like one of the first times. Look, the song was not fantastic. Like, uh-huh. I'm not going to be sending that one in. But that's kind of where it started. Mm. And I think, you know, when you finish school, there's all these expectations. You go to varsity, you're studying this. There's one thing after another. And you kind of lose that, you know, that initial dream and that spark. And I've just been so blessed that I'm in a space in my life where I can come back to this and I can really give it everything I've got.
Yeah. That is a blessing. And do you write your music as well as your lyrics or just the lyrics?
Yeah, so I do the lyrics. The lyrics is my main focus. And then I normally work with a producer or a composer on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I can play the guitar. I play a little bit of piano. I wouldn't say well enough to compose an entire, musical ensemble. But yeah, so.
Do you have a melody in your head?
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Hum it out and then
so
someone writes it down for you.
Yeah, okay. So the melody's 100%
I'm very envious. I mean, it's just something that I don't think I could ever do it.
Well, you don't know until you try.
Well, I don't think I'm musical enough for a song. I just love music, but I just love original singer-songwriters as well. So it's always such a privilege for me to chat to someone who goes through that process and actually loves what they're doing.
Yeah, thank
you so
much.
I think you have to love it, actually.
Yeah, and I think it's soothing, you know, and someone said the other day to me, which really I felt like it was so profound, is that as songwriters, we do a lot of the processing for the listeners.
Mm.
So for someone like you, where you say you can't really write songs, but I might write a song that you relate to on such a deep level, and it's kind of like as songwriters, we are processing those emotions, those feelings for you. So that when you hear the song, that's
why
it
resonates,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, there are many songs that will do that for a person.
Yeah.
And which leads me to what the topic of Mirror Talk is all about. Because now you can explain to the listeners what that song is really about.
Yes, so I'll preface it with my debut single was called Lucky Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all about insecurities.
Yeah.
And it was about why I didn't do this sooner, you know, feeling insecure, comparing myself to others. And Mirror Talk is the sequel to that, when you're kind of packing those insecurities away and you're giving yourself a pep talk for those big moments in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking yourself up. You're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're telling yourself, you can do this.
Mm.
It's very cheesy, but I love the cheese.
No, the cheese is important.
Exactly. So our Mirror Talk is all about self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And really, my sister helped me with writing it. We sat together. I had the song written and her and I sat and she gave me some ideas. We're both really strong, ambitious women.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who I wrote the song for. It's for strong, ambitious women. And I've done a lot in my life, but even as a strong, ambitious woman, there's still doubt, you know,
of course.
Have that self-doubt. You still have imposter syndrome. There's
you
still
just
anxiety.
Learned to fake it well.
And I think Mirror Talk is the song if I'm feeling unsure about something or unsure about myself or something that I have to do and it's a big moment, like I can play that and say to myself, no, you can, you've got this, you know, you can do this.
You're reminding me, I don't know if you ever watched Ally McBeal.
It was a TV show
and they had this guy called Biscuit in it. I can't remember his proper name. He was called Biscuit. And he, whenever he was going out on a date, because he was very insecure, he used to stand in front of the mirror and play Barry White.
It's definitely not inspired by that dude, but.
But it isn't. I mean, I've seen a lot of people do it and I've heard a lot of people do it. Stand in front of that mirror, look yourself in the eye and say, you've got this. Yes. You really have.
It's a journey. That's self-confidence, that's self-love, that's a journey. And some days I've got it and some days I'm feeling super confident. And then there's days where you do really doubt yourself, and it doesn't matter how successful you are, how talented you are, or how content you are with your life. Like, you can have those days and those moments.
Yeah, I'm sure even the Mick Jaggers of this world, so they have them too. Yes, absolutely. But looking at you across the room here, just watching you talk, feeling your passion for everything, I can't believe you ever doubted yourself, because you just you exude this confidence. You truly do.
Thank you.
You come across incredibly confident. I mean, I've met musicians who've been in the business for a while and they're not as confident as you are.
Oh, thank you.
So that,
if my mom's listening, we can thank her. My mom's definitely been my biggest supporter and built up that confidence.
That's
great.
And the mirror talkers as well. Yes. No, it's an awesome track. It truly is. And what's the next one about, in case we don't get to chat to you about that
one? So the next one I'll send
in. Can you share?
Yes, definitely. It's called In the Blink. So it is out at the moment. It is on Spotify, Apple Music, but I'll make sure you guys have it as well.
Thank you.
And that one is all about the love of my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my husband and I met quite a while ago. I don't want to give away my age. But when we met, he was living in London. So we had a long distance relationship in the beginning. So it's all about a long distance relationship and how your life can change when you meet the right person and how quickly it can change. So it's all about that whirlwind of meeting the right person. Mm-hmm. And it's truly like our story.
Okay.
That's what the song's
about.
That's
beautiful. It sounds great. I have to ask, it does beg the question. And you can say, you can just shake your head if you don't want to answer it. So once you've had this long distance relationship where it's going really well, when you finally move in together, does it change drastically?
You know, I can't speak for everybody, but no, when my husband decided, we spent 7 months apart, so the beginning of our relationship was completely long distance, and he came back, visited in Cape Town for 2 weeks, and he went back to his job in London, and on the first day he phoned me and said, I just quit, I'm going to be back in 2 weeks' time, he got a flight.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
It was just, it sounds so cheesy, that's the thing, but like, it was just meant to be.
Exactly.
He's my best friend. Yes. And since he moved back, it was like he'd never left. It was just like, that's how it was meant to be. So, yeah, when we moved in together, it was fine. He might not, I'm quite messy, so I don't know what his answer would be. I know that's his biggest complaint about me, that I leave things out all the time. But besides those daily, you know, little things, it's been awesome.
We
have a beautiful life together.
How long have you been married now?
So we actually released the song on our anniversary on the 17th of Jan. So we've been married for 9 years together for 13. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Very lucky.
Well, that's longevity there.
Yeah.
Already. You got over the 7-year itch.
Yes, we definitely did. We're all good.
That's amazing. That's a lovely story.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to hearing that song.
Yeah.
I really am. And what else is in the pipeline for you?
I think it's just focusing on releasing singles consistently, but I am wanting to work on an album this year. I really want to release a piece of work that's cohesive and tells a story.
Mm.
So I think that's the next big step is to actually produce an album.
Are albums still important, do you think?
I think so. I don't know from a marketing perspective if they're necessary, but for me as an artist and a creative, I feel like it's important to me.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when I started this journey, I spoke to someone who said, when you're making music, don't make it for everyone else. Make something that you like, that you're proud of, and that will resonate. And that's kind of been what I'm trying to do now. And I want to, yes, maybe an album isn't essential and maybe it's not the best marketing decision, but it's something that I want to do.
Well, I mean, you've seen what I do here on a Tuesday night. I talk about bands and news. Oh, sorry, I just got a dizzy spell there. It must be your influence here. The bands always talk about albums. So, you know, one thinks that albums are a thing of the past, but it doesn't seem to be that way.
I think the difference is that now you would pre-release singles that would form part of that album. So you wouldn't release a whole album and then all of the singles come out at the same time.
Yeah,
you would kind of do tasters, you know, and release singles as it goes.
Mm. So how can people find you? Are you on Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, all of those places?
Yeah, you can go onto Spotify and look for Erin Elliott. You'll find me on Spotify. That's where you can listen to my music. But if you want to follow me on Instagram or TikTok, it's at @Erin_Elliott with a double L.
And one T.
And I do record a lot of my, as I'm writing and I get excited about a song, I'll do a little video singing it. So even if it's not properly recorded, it's not properly produced. And I normally post a lot of my unreleased stuff on those platforms and kind of get a feel for what people really like and what people really connect with. So yeah, if you want a little behind the scenes of what I'm doing I might be releasing,
I think I'll stalk you to that. Sounds interesting. And so are you going to continue? Is your husband in your business with you?
Yes, yeah. So we run the business together.
Together, okay. Yeah. So you're focusing on that but leaving most of the stuff to him, right?
No, like I'm being very, it's not just me that runs that business. It's not just me and my husband. It's we have a really amazing group of managers and we've been very blessed that it's grown to the point where we have such an amazing team that they're so capable.
Okay.
And they are running that thing. They are running that train and they're doing a fantastic job. And that's what's allowed me the space to pursue this.
Yes,
so absolutely. I'm very grateful to them.
And they must all be very proud of
you. They're so supportive. They're the best team. When I released my debut single, I walked into the office that day and they had framed the album art and they were playing it so loud and they were all waiting there for me. When I walked into the office,
it's amazing.
And they had all signed the back of it and
beautiful.
Yeah, no, I have such a supportive team. So if they hear like that there's maybe a new single, they all want to hear it. And I'm just so grateful. So any of you that are listening, I love you guys. You're the best.
That is amazing because it does give you a little bit of a breathing space to follow your creativity. Not many people have that opportunity, which is really great for you. And I think it's by the sounds of it and from what I'm seeing of you, you're not going to forget those people who helped you get where you are now.
Yeah. No, definitely not.
A lot of people do that, believe it or not.
These are my people.
Absolutely. And we wish you so much success with your career.
Thank you so
we really
much.
Do. And looking forward to getting your new single. It's been lovely chatting to you. Time is almost up. Is there anything else you want to share with the listeners before you leave?
I just want to say thanks for listening and thanks for the support. You know, I can see how much you guys have been playing the single. I can see that on the report every week. And I really hope everyone's enjoying it. So, thanks
for the support. It's actually been requested as well.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
The person who requested it, can you DM me on Instagram? I'd like to send you something special.
Vicky, are you listening?
Yeah,
I
really
Vicky doesn't
it.
Do Instagram, but she's very supportive of South African music. She truly
is. Awesome.
And do please keep us in the loop when it comes to your gig guide.
Yes, I definitely will.
If we know you're going to be in the valley in the area, we will definitely tell people to go and support you.
Well, I'm hoping to at some point this year get a spot at Cafe Roo. So if anyone's got some connections there, I'd love to perform there.
Good. All right. Maybe they are. But I mean, there are smaller venues you can start at as well in the Valley. I can think of two, actually.
Okay, great. So we'll chat after.
We'll chat afterwards and I'll give you their names and maybe you can approach them. Who
definitely.
Knows? Yeah, they both support South African music big time. They
amazing.
Really do. Yeah. So really, really nice chatting to you. We're going to have to listen to Mirror Talk again.
Yay!
Because it's the only one we have. But we're looking forward to getting the new one.
Awesome.
And okay, so go and look for her. It's Erin Elliott with one T. I know, I misspelled it earlier. That's why I'm very specific about that second T. Because Elliot to me has two T's
I'm sorry.
So you're different.
It's a big debate.
Absolutely, yeah. People always tell me my surname should have a T in it anyway. So, it's only a name. But really, it's a great single and
Thank
I
you.
Think it's going to give a lot of people the confidence that they need, and it's going to probably become a bit of an anthem for some people as they're getting geared up for their day ahead. And let's hope it does that. And let's hope you do incredibly well with it, as well as your new ones coming out.
Thank you so much.
And your album. Looking forward to hearing about that.
Yes, we'll see what happens with that album.
Yes. And thank you for coming in to meet with us. It's been lovely chatting to you. And here's Erin Elliott again with Mirror Talk. That's Erin Elliott again with Mirror Talk. What an amazing song it is. It truly is. And what a lovely, lovely lady. I really enjoyed chatting to her. I hope you all enjoyed that interview. And I hope you're going to support her if she does do a gig in the Valley. And just look out for her and go and support her when she does start doing live gigs. Because I think she's going places. I really do. And I think she's got something unique and something special to offer. And as you all know by now, all of you who have been loyal listeners and have listened to me for many, many years, you will know that I do love and support original music, and I love South African music. So it's always great to meet these artists and get to know them a little bit better and to watch them grow in this. It's a tough industry, it really is, but I think she's going to be just fine. I really do, with all that confidence that she's got and that talent that she has. She's definitely going to be fine.